My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today as we celebrate the solemnity of Ascension of the Lord, it is good to note that Ascension does not imply that Jesus came down to us from heaven to redeem us. But it doesn't also imply that on Ascension Day, Jesus left us and went back to heaven. His words show that he was in heaven while he was here on earth. Jesus says, "No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven." And in the Gospel of today, he says also, "Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." You see, let us for a minute think aloud. Personally, what does ascension mean to you? For me, ascension points at one fact, that we are on transit. We came from God and we are going back to Him. The world is not our home. Our home is in heaven. We are only pilgrims here on earth. You know, heaven starts here on earth, but does not end here. Equally, hell starts here on earth, but does not end here. Many years back in Nigeria, a man one day came to me and said, "Father, I have a question for you." He said, "Father, if at the last day, and there is nothing like heaven or hell, then it will mean that all our struggles here, all our efforts in keeping God's commandments, in loving God and our neighbor, all our sacrifices and penances, all the masses we celebrated, adorations we did, the confessions we did, all will be in vain." Then I said to him, "Let us keep on doing these things. Going for confessions, celebrating mass. At the last day, if there is nothing like heaven or hell, we won't lose anything. But if one presumes that there is nothing like heaven or hell, and one continues to live a bad life, at the end, if there is heaven and there is hell, then one will suffer eternal damnation." So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us continue to love God. Let us continue to love our neighbor. Let us continue to keep the commandments of God. Definitely, at the last day, we shall behold God. All of us shall behold God face to face and dwell with Him forever in heaven. Jesus came down from heaven to us to redeem us. He suffered for us, was crucified, he died and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. On Ascension Day, he ascended into heaven. He taught us that although the way to heaven is a difficult one, but one can still pass through it. All of us would like to go to heaven, but some of us would like to stay in their comfort zones. Some of us wouldn't like to pass through the narrow gate. Like in the world today, many people would like to be successful in life, but they really like to work hard. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, now a saint, once said, every pain gives something to the person who is receiving that. Every pain gives something positive. But sometimes we don't understand that. Some of us, we don't like to pass through the narrow gate. We want to remain as we are. I still remember our first day in language school in Germany. It was like a hell. We all thought that the teacher would teach us in the language we already knew. But to our own surprise, the teacher never spoke a word in English. He taught to us all through in German. He was very fast, speaking as if he was talking to his fellow Germans. And we didn't understand a word. And this lasted for months. One day, one of us learned a sentence in German. And the sentence was, Entschuldigung, noch einmal bitte. Which means, excuse me, can you say that again, please? So this particular person, in every lecture, would say, Entschuldigung, noch einmal bitte. He would say that almost 15 times during the lectures. Then we nicknamed him Entschuldigung, noch einmal bitte. You know, sometimes learning through the hard way pays. But some of us may not understand that. Learning through the hard ways, sometimes it pays. I'm going to end this reflection with a story, which is a true one. It happened. A man was driving to work one day, and his truck broke down. He came out of the truck and was thinking of how to get help. All of a sudden, a limousine pulled up beside him. And a gentleman came out of the limousine and said to him, anything the matter? Can I help you? And the owner of the truck said, of course, I'm looking for a help. Then the gentleman said, then what is the matter? The owner of the truck said, my truck broke down. Then the gentleman said, can I fix up the truck for you? The owner of the truck said, of course. Then the gentleman sprang into action. And within some minutes, he repaired the truck. And the owner of the truck was very surprised. And as the gentleman was about to leave, the owner of the truck said to him, excuse me, sir. What on earth would make a man like you stop and give a help to me, a poor man like me? What would make a man like you stop and help a man like me, a poor man like me? And the gentleman said, my name is Henry Ford. I am the designer and the producer of that truck and all other Ford vehicles. I wouldn't like to see any of my products broken down. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God designed and created us. He will do anything to fix up one of his creatures that is broken down. All we need to do is to submit ourselves to him.